TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views, and interviews.
A podcast special as we cruise the Mediterranean on board the brand new and exciting Sun Princess. Sailing from Barcelona to Athens, we'll discover what this state-of-the-art ship has to offer, from dining to entertainment, the onboard activities, and the onshore excursions. This podcast is brought to you in association with Princess Cruises and Cruise Master, Dubai.
A very good afternoon. It's a great pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Princess Cruises and the entire ship's company on board the beautiful Sun Princess.
And thank you, Craig Street, Captain Craig Street indeed. And welcome to this podcast special featuring one of the newest cruise ships in the world, the Sun Princess, which sailed from Rome on February the 27th for its inaugural cruise. Just 9 days later, I joined the Sun Princess in Barcelona, a wet Barcelona. The first rain they've had there for months and months and months. That's irrelevant, by the way, but we do like to talk about the weather, us Brits. Anyway, Barcelona, I joined the Sun Princess for the 6 day journey to Athens. Now, the Sun Princess is one of the largest built, so let's give you a few facts and bits and pieces. For starters, its length of 1,133 feet means it's longer than the height. Yep, the height of the Eiffel Tower. The Sun Princess has 21 decks. I'm just trying to visualise that. It's going to mean a lot of exploring, finding one's way around all the different facilities on board. For example, there are 2,150 suites, or as they prefer to call them, staterooms. The capacity is 4,300 plus guests, depending on how many there are in a cabin. Of course, it might be a family of two or three, so that's going to increase the number. Now, to look after that number of guests, there's a crew of 1,600. I say look after. There's also the sailing aspect of the vessel as well. There's also a new feature on the Sun Princess, one which you won't find on other ships in the Princess fleet. That's the cabana suites on deck 9. This offers a limited entry to the extra large lounge space overlooking the sea. Now, ours was a little smaller. But it did have a small balcony with two chairs and table. And it was a lovely location, one of my favourite locations for in-room dining at breakfast time. And the in-room dining is available 24 hours a day. Now, this podcast is going to offer you a little flavour of what you can expect on a Sun Princess cruise. There is so much to explore, enjoy and discover. And as their slogan says, it's new, it's exciting. So let's go on board.
TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views, and interviews.
It's a Saturday afternoon in Barcelona and boarding the Sun Princess. And as soon as you get on board, the entertainment starts.
And as you walk on board the Sun Princess, the party has already started.
Party time on board the Sun Princess in the Piazza, which in many ways is the hub of activities, entertainment on board this giant ship. The Piazza is sort of inspired. It's based around town squares, which you'll find right across Europe, and all sorts of entertainment taking place here. Indeed, it does. And you can be on the ground floor or two decks above that, looking down on the entertainment, the activities taking place a long way down below. So very exciting, very colourful, a massive LED light emitting diode screen. Well, going up three floors on one side of the Piazza. The Piazza, with all the activities, is certainly a hub in the centre of the ship. Now, when it comes to entertainment and bars, for example, there's 15 or 16 of those, ranging from the Irish pub through to a theatre which puts on well-produced shows, and with some pretty good entertainers, as we'll find out a bit later on. Now, for me, cuisine is always a very important, it's a key part for my holiday, my travels. So that's what we're going to take a look at next.
TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.
Dining on board the Sun Princess, and there are numerous dining options. The main dining room is known as Horizon. I say main dining room, it's actually split on three levels. I'm on level 6. Tonight's a very special night because it's the captain's dinner. Sarah will now give you an overview of what it is and how people are dressed up.
So tonight is known as the formal night, and us ladies are in our finery. So the ladies have been to the salon, they've had their hair done and their nails painted, and they're all in a variety of black dresses and gold and silver, and they sparkle. They sparkle tonight because tonight,
darling, you're sparkling as well. But what about the guys? How are the guys dressed?
Oh, they're in their tuxes, aren't they? Because it's so easy for the guys. All they do is just put on their dinner jackets and bow ties. And
a little bit of envy there, because it took me 10 minutes to get ready. So now the menu, well,
The menu tonight is indicative of a formal dinner occasion. So tonight we actually have duck à l'orange, we have a surf and turf with a roasted beef tenderloin and grilled tiger prawns. So for those guys who love their surf and turf, tonight is the night to indulge.
There we go. As it is, as you know, guys, you cannot get a word in. So I was about to explain what the menu was like, but there you go. You're told what to have, guys. You're going to have surf and turf. Okay, well, I fancy the duck breast a la orange, which is quite a favourite of mine, but I will do as I'm ordered. I will go for the roasted beef tenderloin. This is the podcast, TravelWise Podcast, double-headed tonight with Sarah, who's going to tell you about the starters.
Well, the starters sound quite good as well, because you can have escargot bouillimoy.
Hang on, is that those funny things come out of shells? They're called shrimp. Exactly. Snails.
Exactly, but I think I'll forego those tonight. Escargot those tonight, because I'm going to go more for the hearty baked ricotta stuffed shells.
But that's the pasta, that's not a starter as such, is it?
It is a starter, it's an intermediate course, darling.
Oh, thank you, Dad. Thank you for pointing me in the right direction there. So, okay, I'm going to have, actually, I quite fancy the orange jumbo shrimp cocktail, but if I'm going to go for the surf and turf, I will go for, as I'm told to, the snails. We'll be back in a short while.
TravelWise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.
Dining on board the Sun Princess in the Horizon restaurant tonight, and I enjoyed my steak. Sarah, what about you?
Well, I started with the baked pasta shells, which was filled with beautiful soft ricotta.
You had more shells than I did. I was expecting shells because I went for the snails, the escargot. They did not come in shells. I was most disappointed because they were in a ceramic bowl, taking out the shells. I like the enjoyment of taking the snail out of the shell, but there we go. But they were very, very tasty.
Yeah, but you didn't have the pincers, did you, to take the snails out of the shells?
I didn't know.
What the problem was. So you could have put your snail in my pasta shell if I'd taken the ricotta cheese out of the shell.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, yeah. I enjoyed...
We've got water coming at the moment.
I enjoyed my pasta shells. It was beautiful. Soft ricotta cheese with basil and a tomato sauce. Really, really good.
And I had the tenderloin steak with surf and turf because I had prawns on top. Tenderloin steak was so delicious in terms of the flavour and also the texture. It was really, really soft and beautiful. Mouth-watering it was with the prawns on top. So that's it. I'm going to skip dessert because it's never on the menu I fancy tonight. What's going to happen next?
Well, I'm going to tell you about the duck. You haven't asked me about the duck.
Of course I haven't. No, I skipped the duck tonight. You had duck main course.
I had duck à l'orange. Very good.
A bit retro, though.
I know, but it wasn't served in retro style. In fact, it was just two slices of duck.
It's a classic.
On a bed of red cabbage with some orange segments and a little drizzle of orange sauce. But the duck, I have to say, was very tender and very succulent. It was beautiful. I highly recommend the duck.
It looked very, very good indeed. And I normally have a sample, but it was so good. You didn't even offer me a sample tonight. So anyway, I tell you what, tomorrow we're going to move on to, because as well as this main dining restaurant, Horizon, there are specialty restaurants. So we're going to check out the seafood restaurant tomorrow night. But I believe tonight we're going to have music from, songs which are really well known, performed by someone else.
Yeah, it's Adele, but sung by a lady called Becky Porter. So we'll see what she's all about. I mean, can she do Adele tonight?
Highly recommended by the BBC, I believe.
Apparently so, but we'll see. We'll see with Becky Porter, can she do Adele? Big question mark.
I say the BBC. It's not the Blizzard Broadcasting Corporation bringing you this podcast, but the BBC. Auntie BBC from the UK. So we'll check her out, see what she's like, and maybe you get a snippet or two on this podcast.
Maybe. Who knows?
Travel Wise with Phil Blizzard. News, views, and interviews.
Well, there you go. That's a little bit of the entertainment which is on board here. The Sun Princess, as we bring you this podcast live from the cruise liner. And that's a tribute to Adele. So much entertainment on board. And, well, it is spot for choice. Throughout the day, almost, from the arena where we are at the moment through to special bars like the Irish Bar where we are. A great guy there. In fact, Reese was involved with Talent X in the UK. He's one of Simon Callow's stars for the future. Then COVID came along, so he's had a bit of a setback, but he's on board doing a very custom energetic. Look at that. This is that crowd here tonight in the arena, which is the main focal point on board the Sun Princess when it comes to entertainment. A wide variety of entertainment, indeed. We'll tell you more.
Travel Wise with Phil Blizzard. News, views, and interviews.
A fabulous impersonation of Adele. And I must say, that night was very much like a night in the West End of London. Theatreland, for example, starting off with a three-course meal in the, well, Horizon dining room, followed by the Adele show, and closing off the night with a few cocktails in Crooners, a jazz swing bar with a piano man playing some fine tunes from that golden era of music. And there is so much on board. So I tell you what, if you want a further look, and we've got more coming your way, but check it out on the Sun Princess, the Princess Cruise website. That'll give you full information of all the activities, all the facilities. We haven't even come across what there is in terms of swimming pools and things like that. And one thing which comes to my mind straight away, reflecting back, is the big pool and movies under the starlight. Okay, this was well, you know, beginning of March, somewhat cold, but they were showing movies on a big screen, great sound system, and people were in their loungers, not, I was going to say sun loungers, but moon loungers, because it was a full moon, and they were all wrapped up with woolly hats and gloves on, watching a big name movie under the stars, a stunning setting. So check out the website, Sun Princess, for further information of all the activities. Lots of things there for children, and of course, I mean, from my perspective, food, food, food. We've got more food coming your way, and also the shore excursions.
Travel Wise with Phil Blizzard. News, views, and interviews.
A podcast special as we cruise the Mediterranean on board the brand new and exciting Sun Princess. Sailing from Barcelona to Athens, we'll discover what this state-of-the-art ship has to offer, from dining to entertainment, the onboard activities, and the onshore excursions. This podcast is brought to you in association with Princess Cruises and Cruise Master, Dubai.
Food, 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 indeed, more food. I think I did more dining on board the Sun Princess in those 4 or 5 days than I do all month. So next up, we talked to the chef down at one of the, speciality restaurants. They have a number of speciality restaurants. This is, well, we're at sea, so I wanted seafood. So this is the catch, and we find out what the chef is preparing. So Chef Rudy, I'm doing a radio program and some video with a media group. Can you tell me what you're doing at the moment, what you're preparing?
Doing at the moment, shrimp on the rocks. Shrimp on the rocks.
And these shrimps are from where?
The shrimps?
From the sea.
From the sea, yes.
Because I believe Rudy, the mastermind behind this, likes to use...
Master Chef Rudy Sodamin is the person behind, yeah.
Yeah. And his philosophy is what? Fresh, sustainable sources.
Fresh, sustainable seafood, right? Yep. Catch by Rudy Sodamin.
Okay. And the catch of the day, I mean, we got these big fish in front of us.
Yes, we have from today, fresh from Messina, we got a nice red snapper. We have a Mediterranean sea bass, right? We got a swordfish,
yep.
But obviously the swordfish was too large. I couldn't display the fish. We have a little Dorad, right?
Which is Dorada?
It's right here, the one over there.
That this one I'm not very familiar with. Sea bass, yeah.
Sea bass we have here, we have the Dorad, and we have here the snapper.
Okay. So do you, when you go into a port, do you go to the market and get fresh?
Yes, we do, we do. Yeah. We got every day fresh local catch. Depends what's available.
I'm going
right?
for Dorada. How would you, what would be your recommendation for the way it's cooked?
The way it's cooked, nice crispy on the skin side, right?
Okay.
And then you just flip it, crispy on the skin side, and just with a little bit of olive oil, a light herb, garlic butter.
Thomas, great talking to you. You're
thank
busy
you,
tonight.
Thank you,
thanks very
you.
Much. And there we go. Thomas has created the prawns
shrimp,
on the rocks.
On the rocks.
Shrimps on the rocks. Excellent. Fantastic. Thank you.
Very artistic indeed and very tasteful. And the catch is, well, known as a pop-up restaurant, which they do have. And they will vary it from season to season on board the Sun Princess. Now, the catch with seafood straight from the sea in the Med. And it was the Med we were sailing in. So Barcelona was the starting point, a very wet day in Barcelona, first rain for months and months. But then the first port of call was Palma, the capital of Mallorca. Now, I was expecting to be sort of going out and hiring a bike and cycling along the promenade, but it was far too windy. It was blowing a gale. But on the other hand, because it was low season, the bike hire shops weren't open. Well, that's another story. As I say before, full information. This is just a brief overview of what I experienced and we experienced on board a five-night cruise from Barcelona to Athens. So full information on the vessel and the different cruise options available from Sun Princess website and also Cruise Master Middle East who arranged this voyage for us. Children wise, lots and lots of things to do for children with special areas and special entertainment, I suppose, really. Yeah. Well, final port of call was Athens. In between that, well, we went into Sicily, Messina. Unfortunately, it was pouring down with rain, so really didn't do a lot there in terms of getting around the island of Sicily. It was, very much the gateway to Mount Etna, which I guess a lot of people went on, but unfortunately the weather wasn't very good at all. So what I did that day was go up onto the bridge and spoke to the captain, and this is a few things he had to say.
The tour of the Sun Princess continues, and this is what I've been waiting to do, come up onto the bridge and have a word with the captain. So thank you for the invitation, and give us a quick overview of where we are at the moment.
So it's a great pleasure, first of all, to have you on board Sun Princess, our biggest, newest ship in the Princess fleet. Today we're in Messina, so we arrived early this morning. We've come in from the north through the traffic separation lanes, turned around in the harbour as we arrived this morning, and came alongside Portside 2. And then later on today, we'll be setting off back out through the breakwaters and heading south.
Fascinated by the controls you've got here and the number of seats. So who would be sitting alongside you when you're actually sailing into a port?
So this is brand new bridge design for us. So the newest cruise ship in the world at this point. The seat I'm sat in at the moment, the centre front seat, is the main conning position where the navigator sits. From here, you've got direct controls of the two azipods and the bow thruster. And then in the right-hand seat, supporting the navigator, is the co-navigator. And on the left, we have a pilot when on board. And then we have two seats just behind. In the back left is the operations director. He's overseeing everything, making sure everything's done properly. And then the administrators in the right-hand seat. So five people sat in the seats, but then we also have a helmsman in case we're in hand steering, and also a lookout as well. So normally seven people as we bring the ship in and
wow,
out of port.
That's much bigger number of people than I thought it would be. So yeah, fascinating. Okay.
Travel Wise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.
Captain Craig, and a wonderful view and what a fascinating insight to well, what it's like to, what should we say, sail, drive, motor a ship of this size. Absolutely wonderful look behind the scenes of the bridge itself. So on to Athens from Sicily, and Athens really was, well, it was our departure point, but what a beautiful day. Bright sunlight. It was more like the middle of June or July compared with the time of year it was, which was the middle of March. So Athens, well, when you're there, you've got to get to the Acropolis, and that's, if you're doing it to a port of call, it's only about half an hour away from the port if you go by taxi. And it was glorious. Okay, it was busy, but not as busy as it would have been in the height of the summer season. So a good time to go to Athens and indeed enjoy a cruise across the Med, because when you get to those ports of call, the number of people going to the key attractions, it's going to be a lot lower than what it is at the height of the season.
Travel Wise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.
Well, we've come from the port, 30 minutes by car, high above Athens. I'm on a hilltop looking over this sprawling city. So, where am I? This is the Acropolis and one of the most popular destinations for all visitors coming to the capital of Greece. And behind me, this is the Parthenon, the famous Parthenon, which is going, and quite surprisingly, through a massive amount of reconstruction, which is great to see. Now, a lot of people here, and this is only the beginning of March. I remember seeing photographs last summer of this being chock-a-block, rammed, as people like to say, with visitors who were sweltering in the heat. So even at this time of year, do come along with a hat and plenty of water to rehydrate.
Fascinating look around the Acropolis, and this is the end of this special podcast. So many thanks to everyone at Cruise Master and Sun Princess for the opportunity to get on board the brand new Sun Princess. At this point in time, just round about, what would we say, about 2 weeks of sailing, 2 weeks old at sea. There we go. Well, from me, Phil Blizzard, I wish you bon voyage wherever and whatever you might be doing with your travels.
Travel Wise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.
A podcast special as we cruise the Mediterranean on board the brand new and exciting Sun Princess. Sailing from Barcelona to Athens, we'll discover what this state-of-the-art ship has to offer. From dining to entertainment, the onboard activities and the onshore excursions. This podcast is brought to you in association with Princess Cruises and Cruise Master, Dubai.
Travel Wise with Phil Blizzard. News, views and interviews.
Travel Wise is a Phil Blizzard radio production. Email me at philblizzardmedia@gmail.com.
A Phil Blizzard radio production.
Travel Wise with Phil Blizzard.
News, views, and interviews.
A Phil Blizzard radio production.
Available on Apple, Amazon, Angami, Spotify, Deezer, Google, and all good podcast channels. And also now on YouTube.